you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Our buddy Craig Peters. He was on earlier. Had a bunch of stuff written down. It's funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah. He did a 20-minute act for us.
Yes, he did. I want to thank Nebraska Brewing Company for some more booze for the weekend. We got beer. We got margaritas. Thank you, Nebraska Brewing Company. NebraskaBrewingCo.com is the website. And Facebook, they're on Facebook, too.
Yeah, they have the...
They don't just make hand sanitizer. They make booze.
Yeah. Those margaritas are great.
Exactly.
They have the canned the cocktails. Good, yeah. They have Bloody Marys.
Margaritas.
Yeah. And I think the watermelon margaritas.
Yeah, they got those, too. I plan on drinking some. I got some. We're going to get some here.
A little bit more about those NFL players from the Giants and the Seahawks, DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar. I had missed this. Apparently, they had lost some money in a card game.
I love
and wanted to get it back. And
oh,
so they got another buddy or two together and went over there and got it done.
I right. love when people.
They kicked open the saloon doors.
Todd said they thought they were ripped off the card
six
game.
Shooter.
Yeah. No matter cheated the card game or not, what they did, I love when people justify illegal stuff by saying, "Well, they did something to me that was illegal." That they're gonna go to jail. That's armed robbery.
Well, this is OJ.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Going to get his stuff back.
Perfect example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once you hold somebody at gunpoint, it's also kidnapping.
Yeah, you can't counter an illegal act with another. Illegal act.
That's right. OJ's defense was,
that was my stuff.
The Vegas, that was my stuff.
Right. I was just getting my stuff back by putting a gun in people's faces.
And these guys just lost an old maid, and they need to accept that.
Tell me, who the Giants? Play for the Giants and who? At least not our
Seahawks.
Team. Okay.
Yeah, whenever you hear the NFL news, you're just like, oh, please don't be
I know,
somebody on my team.
Exactly.
Well, as long as they weren't kneeling.
That's it.
We'll forgive him for that.
Right.
Tyreek's not beating his kid again, is he? oh, good.
I wondered about that during this lockdown. I'm like, man, that guy spent a lot of time with his kid.
You're not worried about the kid. We're going to be playing for the
Chiefs,
right? Well,
the kid, too.
You don't know what their living arrangement is. They probably have a nice big house where they can separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully those walls are padded. Yeah.
Adrian Peterson's kids just cut down all the trees.
There's no switches.
Really
into yard work.
They have a safe room in their house from their dad.
Pretty sure Adrian Peterson doesn't live with any of his kids.
No.
He might live with one or two. He certainly doesn't live with all.
Well, he can't. He can't have eight homes. Because, you know, he's got eight baby mama.
Isn't he the one that's been, like, very cryptic about how many kids and baby mamas he actually has?
They won't answer it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all Boris Johnson when it comes to that.
He might not know either.
He'll be trying to run the football till he's 45 to keep up on those child support payments.
Exactly.
NBC's on-air sports personality is taking a pay cut. NBC Sports Group president Pete Bavakwa said the pay cuts are voluntary.
Well, there's no sports. I mean,
yeah, so they're not working.
There's just no sports. I mean,
the pay cuts range from 5% to 10%.
Well, did you see the major league dude that came out yesterday?
The Rays pitcher?
Yeah,
man, talk about tone deaf.
He said he wasn't going to play the season
with a reduced salary.
With a reduced salary. It's like, dude, first of all, half your salary is still $3.5 million.
And by the way, he's a starting pitcher. So he's playing every 4 days anyway with an 82-game season. So he's really not going to pitch that much either.
He said the risk of contracting the coronavirus is just not worth it.
Now, that's fine. Go out and say that.
Well, that's what he said.
But he said he wouldn't do it unless he gets paid full.
Yeah.
So it's not about his life. It's about getting paid full.
He's not. It's not worth it at half.
Right. He was tone deaf. If he's not, if you're not comfortable at all playing, I totally get that. And to say, I'm not going to play, I'll see you next year.
Well, and what?
But he said he'll play, but he wants a ton of money.
And what job do you ever have where you work half as much but still get paid?
Never.
I mean, that's how things work,
right,
dude.
Yeah, it was tone deaf. And he got ripped by a lot of people.
Immediately.
Yeah.
There's so many more things that people in the front office that they have to deal with. They're like, hey, this guy on his Twitch stream is causing waves. They're like, what?
I know.
I had no idea who that guy was.
Here did I.
He looks just like a 19-year-old kid just spouting off at his house.
But he actually said the words, I got to get mine.
He did say that.
It's like, dude, you need to back that up. Look around.
Now, baseball is going to do, I read they're going to do a bunch of testing and blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But the fact is, it's still going to be half a season. Maybe.
Oh, if that.
So, that means half the salary, I would think.
And I would think, too.
And, by the way, starting pitcher.
One player.
Every 4 days, he's going to go them hit the mound.
Test positive. They should probably follow suit like the NBA did and just shut it down. Do they have any choice?
NBA's in, I don't know.
NBA shut down their season when they had positive tests.
But if they bring the NBA back now, I read that too. If somebody tests positive in a pod of NBA teams, all the teams got to sit out. I don't know.
It sounds to me like a lot of these leagues are laying the groundwork for.
Yeah, they're going to do something.
Players might test positive, but we're not going to shut everything down.
Right.
Those guys are going to get sat down and put away.
Right.
But we're not shutting down the league for just one guy.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make any sense.
It sounds like that's going to be an acceptable risk moving forward.
NBA players start experiencing reduced pay today.
Well, they've been playing since March.
Yeah. There's a few of them that aren't, but they're going to have to pay it back next year.
I didn't know this little tidbit from the Michael Jordan documentary. I'm watching the episode last night where he quits and goes and plays for the White Sox, double-A team in Birmingham.
The Birmingham Barons.
Reinsdorf gave him the same salary, $3 million a year. He goes, he was underpaid his whole career anyway, so when I signed him to my double-A team,
What was the continuation of the contract? Yeah,
right, I'm going to give him $3 million a year anyway.
They just
Jordan made
that.
$3 million a year?
Yeah, but that was what he was making when he quit the Bulls, and he was underpaid for years.
The last 2 years, I think he was with the Bulls, he made like $30 million a year.
Well, okay. That was 98, 99. This is 93, 94.
Yeah,
Before he quit to play baseball. They kept him his $3 million salary to play baseball. I also didn't know this, because at the time, we were wondering why he went right to double-A, because most guys don't go to double-A because it's tough. They didn't have the media facilities at these single A or rookie ball to handle it. Mm-hmm. Only a double A team can handle it.
Oh. All right.
And I didn't know he batted over 200. Which way is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not the first year in double A. Nobody does that.
Right.
Well, I mean, first year ever in baseball from age 17 to 31. Now, he wasn't that great a baseball player. We know that. But that was something I didn't know either.
I forgot.
That is insane. Just be able to go there
Now,
right out of the bat.
Now, he wasn't any good, and he wasn't any good. He wasn't going to make the show. One guy in that bit says if he's got 100, 200 more bats down the road, he might have a shot.
But Terry Francona.
They always say that. Yeah,
it was Terry Francona.
Yeah, Todd's nemesis, right?
He was his manager in Birmingham.
He wasn't my nemesis. He just got there before I did.
That's a nice way of putting it. You never said it that way. Yeah. Terry Francona kissed Todd's wife.
And she was in high school at the time.
He was in college, right?
Oh, he was playing for the University of Arizona.
Yeah,
that's the thing that disappoints me the most.
I kissed high school girls in
college.
But
it was in Arizona State?
Yeah, she was making out with a guy. She was making out with a Wildcat. Disgusting.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy? Oh, he's got a great career.
Yeah.
Whatever.
World Series rings and such.
All that.
Yeah, Francona was his manager in the double-A team. I didn't know that story either. That's who the manager
was.
That was the double-A Birmingham Barons White Sox manager was Francona.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said coming in, he thought the whole thing was a joke, and then he watched Michael work. And he seems like he could be a ball player.
He worked really hard at it, he said, And he said, I got there before Todd did. Then he said,
Any other questions?
Yeah, fire up episode 7, and then you can have a your boyfriend moment.
There's your boyfriend.
I haven't started on that yet.
Yeah.
We have entered the final season of Breaking Bad now.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, it's good, man.
It's a great show.
Really good.
Yeah, that show does not lose any intensity.
None.
No.
From
none.
Episode to episode.
None. I'm totally on board with that. I miss it. I miss that show.
The last season, it actually goes up. I mean, the intensity and the drama.
Well, it does. Mm-hmm. But really Todd's right. Yeah, there's no slow episodes in that show. Never has. Yeah. I miss that show. Yeah, I miss those characters.
And I'll tell you the same thing.
Hank, I love Hank.
The same thing I told Tyler. Just transition right into Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
it's
a pretty good show.
Well, there's that movie, too.
Yeah, I want to watch the rest of that movie. I started watching it. It's pretty dark, but I want to watch it. But the whole show is dark.
See, now, I talked to my son, and he said he followed up Breaking Bad with Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
And he only gave it a season. He bailed on Better Call Saul.
No, Better Call Saul's good. It's good.
He's wrong.
It's not as good as Breaking Bad, but it's good.
I think it's just as good.
No, I don't because I miss those characters from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but
I missed Cranston and Jesse. That's why I watched it. It was a great show. Better Call Saul's good, but not as good as Breaking Bad.
Isn't the sequence you watch Breaking Bad and then El Camino, the movie?
Yeah, you should.
That picks up Breaking Bad picks up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what.
And then go to Better Call Saul.
Yeah, it's just a movie. It's just a movie, right?
And, you know, I want to probably...
Better Call Saul's good. Don't get me wrong, but I miss the characters from Breaking Bad. Every time I see Better Call Saul, I think, oh, I wish I could see Walter. But you can't. He's alive in that time period, but you don't see him.
But Better Call Saul is a prequel.
Yes. Yeah. It's good.
Breaking Bad.
It's good. Same writers, a lot of the same actors. It's really good.
Same creator?
Yeah.
Vince Gilligan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy never has any good ideas. Right.
No, not at all. It's crazy, huh?
We just created his own universe.
I know.
Well, isn't that what all good TV shows have? You got to have a creator and writers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people who can pull it off, obviously. But you need a good creator and you need a good team of writers.
Right.
And I assume it's the same team that did Better Call Saul that did Breaking Bad.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure a lot of it, yeah.
A lot of the same guys.
Yeah.
Same intensity. It's a good show.
Well, in the Mike's in Better Call Saul, too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. We're getting into the weeds. People don't watch that show. Move on. Yeah.
Oh, you should. I didn't watch it when it was cool. But
watch the documentary of Michael Jordan. It's really good.
I have that in
the
DVR.
It's really good.
Worth your time.
It's really
definitely good. Worth your time, especially right now when your time's not worth much.
Probably not something that Christy wants to watch.
No, she won't watch it.
You know what? My wife has been hanging with it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. We've actually been watching it as
Christy
a family.
Ain't gonna watch
She's pretty special.
Yeah.
By the time I turn something on the TV that I want to watch, I'm like awake for like 10 minutes, and I just fall asleep.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, there's been many episodes of Breaking Bad where I've passed out. And I get up there.
Woke up this morning, had to look at a vodka bottle to see how much you drank last night, because you got heavy poured by your wife because Francona was going to call.
Because I was not
Terry's
the bartender.
Terry's on the phone. I better get Todd drunk. No, I just threw that in there at the end. But, yeah, she was heavy pouring your vodka, and you woke up and looked at the bottle, and you call it the small bottle, which is actually a bottle of vodka.
The normal bottle.
The 750.
Yeah, which is a bottle of vodka.
A bottle.
Usually the bottle, to me, is a handle. That's a bottle of vodka.
I've been getting the big ones.
If you'd have dried, no, but if he would have drank a whole handle, he wouldn't have been here this morning.
Well, yeah, a handle. Drinking a whole handle would be nuts.
Right. He drank a whole bottle of vodka, basically. He's got, you got 3-4 shots left in there, you think?
Yeah, there's probably one more night. I could probably get by on what's left in the
house. How was this morning when the alarm went off? You hung over, like, oh, one of those deals? Like, oh, that feeling? Because we've all been there.
The worst.
Usually on Friday, I don't want to get up.
Yeah.
And especially today.
I love that your wife can pour the heavy drinks knowing that you would never be like, hey, that's enough.
Yeah. Oh, this is too strong.
Just like, oh, Todd will keep drinking them.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know what? That's how I do. When I make drinks at home, especially margaritas, I always like pour a bunch of extra tequila in there. I have to ask my wife how strong it is. Yeah. I say, try this. I don't know if I have enough alcohol in this. And she'll go, whoa. I go, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like an alcoholic, doesn't it, Craig?
No, it sounds like somebody who knows how much they need to drink.
Yeah. Thank you.
Need to drink.
I mean, I did detect that, it seems like it has a little more vodka than the ones I pour myself. But I drank it anyway.
But keep them coming. Right.
What am I going to do? Get up and make my own drink?
No way.
I just wish there was a bigger container of vodka so you could refer to the handle as the small bottle.
I know.
if they offered it up in like a 55-gallon drum. So, we had the small bottle, the 175.
Yeah, that was the nice thing about putting tequila on the rocks.
Just on the
rocks.
You
have to mix it with anything.
Yeah,
you just put some lime in there. Yeah, and all right, guess we're good to go.
But I like the handle because, you know, I could, that's 5 days.
And does it run?
The handle is 5 days.
It could be 2 days.
Yeah, but yeah. If you got the 55-gallon drum, that'd be like a month.
I know, but then I probably wouldn't moderate as much as I do now.
As much as I do now.
I wouldn't moderate, says the guy who drank almost an entire bottle on a
and
Thursday
you
night.
You did. I thought it was Friday last night, too. It's tonight.
Yeah, all bets are off in 50 minutes. Just go for it. But Thursday night's maybe a little more restraint.
You made it here.
I blame Christy.
Yeah.
I really
do.
Oh,
yeah.
It's her fault.
Totally her fault.
Well,
she should know better.
My friend Kona was calling. The guy that got there first.
Safe.
Let's clarify that conversation real quickly. He played for a college baseball team when they were here for the College World Series. Your wife was in high school, and she was hanging around the college boys because high school girls love the college boys when they come to town.
And her friends
all the time
would chase College World Series guys.
Oh,
I think throughout high school
that happens now when the World Series happens.
Well, I think those guys are looking for that too.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The road to Omaha.
And they're happy.
The
and usually most of them just go on to do other things. This ends up being Terry Francona.
The road to Omaha.
Yeah, the little baseball Chiquitas from Omaha.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys bumming that they were going to make the College World Series this year.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy some Omaha girls, yeah. But nope. Nope, that got shut down.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy some Omaha girls.
Midwestern hospitality.
That's right.
That's what it's called.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're being told that Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos could be the world's first trillionaire.
Yeah, we need that.
Good for him.
They project him reaching the milestone within the next 10 years.
And you can't get $18 an hour, you're staying at $15 an hour. You know,
right.
It always drives me crazy. When I talk to anybody that's a boss of anything, I always ask them, how can people look at themselves when they shoot down dollar raises for people when they're just rolling in dough, rolling in it?
And then you hear people bitching, or you hear people saying, I'm making more money now unemployed than I was making employed. Well, the employer has something to say about that.
Yeah.
He could pay them more than they would get while unemployment.
Right.
And I don't blame people for staying unemployed if you're going to make more money while you're unemployed.
Yeah, I don't blame them either.
The way to correct that is, working for pays you more.
Well, once again, we're going to wait like a year. Say, post-pandemic, when do grocery store workers become, you don't need that kind of money? Immediately.
It's just one of the companies that was paying the
second.
Yeah.
One of the companies that was paying more for like the frontline bonus or whatever, they that's done already.
Right.
Yes.
I just saw JCPenney, of all people, took a bunch of bonuses and furloughed a bunch of employees.
Yeah, they're on the brink of disaster.
I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a JCPenney in this town. I've been there, and you know.
Yeah, they're as a group, they are very close to.
Let's take our bonuses and furlough people. Good.
Well, that's a store that would walk through there, and be like, "How is this still open?"
Yeah.
Police are holding a New York man who says that he wanted to incite a racial civil war.
Yeah.
The guy was arrested with another gentleman after getting caught in a sting operation where they bought a cache of illegal firearms.
Wonder
he told
he
the officers
for.
That he fantasized about martyring himself in a blaze of glory and planned to start a racial
down.
Civil war. Both of these morons facing charges of illegal possession of firearms.
America now.
A biopic or biopic.
Biopic.
Which one is right?
Biopic.
Thank you. Biopic.
of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash.
Whichever one you think it is, generally it's the other one that's right.
Is getting a release date. Six people died in the 1977 crash, including the lead singer Ronnie Van Zant. A movie about the tragedy is going to be released at the end of June on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand called Street Survivors, the true story of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash.
Documentary or actual movie?
Tells the story through the eyes of Artemis Pyle, their former drummer.
Who, by the way,
he survived the crash
crawled.
And pulled others from the wreckage.
He crawled like almost a mile out of there to get help.
How many people survived that crash?
Everybody except for three.
Okay.
Ronnie, no, four. No, three. Ronnie, well, I think the pilot died. That's right. Ronnie, Steve Gaines, and his sister's Cassie Gaines.
Cassie, yeah.
Yeah, 20 survived.
Yeah.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 died.
Okay, the two pilots, a roadie, I believe. But,
two pilots, assistant road manager, Cassie Gaines, Steve Gaines, Ronnie Van Zant.
Yeah, and Cassie was also the background singer.
And the big bopper.
Right.
We lost the big bopper.
Yeah, he's with them, too.
It's always surprising to me that anybody survives a plane crash.
Me, too.
Artemis
Especially
Pyle,
if you see that. I mean, they show that plane.
Artemis Pyle made this film without the blessings of the band, who sued at one point to halt production.
Yeah. Still anxious to see it.
So if they're not on board, can they play Lynyrd Skynyrd music during the movie?
That's a great question. I don't know how that works.
Probably not.
Depending who owns them, yeah.
They'd have to be licensed to
use seen, it. I've seen some put together crappy documentaries where people don't have the rights, and I hate those.
Yeah.
They're just like, you need the music.
I'm going to wait until I can watch that on a flight.
Yeah.
Well, this in the Wikipedia page about the crash, it says the dispute between Artemis Pyle and everybody else is dispute stems from a blood oath taken by the survivors after the crash to never use the name Lynyrd Skynyrd again in an effort to capitalize on the tragedy. So they think he's going against the blood oath.
Well, didn't the whole band getting back together with other people?
That's not capitalizing specifically on the tragedy. That's just keeping the band going.
There's a story to tell there, too.
Got it.
You gotta tell the story.
Now, there's a cool documentary. I mean, there's an actual there's a documentary that runs on All Access now. It's I can't remember what it's called, but it's really good. It's a 2-hour documentary about the whole band. And there's part of that about the wreck. And you should have gotten that plane. It was, it stalled and stuff. I said, hop on it.
We'll be fine.
Right. We lost Rihanna in that crash, too.
Well,
no, she's still alive.
No. It was
Aaliyah.
Yeah. Ronnie Van Zant.
I knew it was an A.
Yeah.
People were afraid to get on that plane because they thought it didn't sound that good. Ronnie Van Zant says, your time, it's your time.
Well, he was right.
Yeah.
He was right.
He was actually right. No, I know.
He's wrong.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Well, I mean, in that particular case, he was right.
Oh, he's totally wrong, but it's spooky.
No, he's still wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, he's totally wrong. You're right. Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.